Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. John Bosco. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Seeds of Hope, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow, he knows not how. The earth produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. Seeds of hope. We are familiar with Jesus' use of seed in his parables, and we recognize the relationship between the seed and living realities, plants certainly, but also animals, creatures of the land, and all human beings. Jesus deepens his message of a seed's mission as he speaks of its enormous growth, elaborate expansion, and its complex development until we question what Jesus is telling us, especially when we consider the direct way that he summarizes the work of the seed. This is how it is with the kingdom of God. Earth itself does the work of a seed. It's created to grow and thrive and flower, and as time converts to eternity, to become nothing less than the kingdom of God. Earth's mission to become nothing less than the kingdom of God. And isn't our mission to just get out of the way as earth produces of itself and increases life for all of God's creation? If so, have we accepted that mission? Some of us surely have. But if we were to evaluate humanity's centuries of life on earth, we would be forced to recognize more destruction than creation in humanity's substitution of industrialism for nature as our planetary way of life, in humanity's desire to feed its own hunger for profit by justifying the sacrifice of Earth's forests, in humanity's indifference to the way its global interference degrades and sometimes eliminates natural habitats, essential waterways. The book Active Hope by Joanna Macy and Chris Johnstone says a great deal about truly seeing what is happening to our environment by looking with wide open eyes at the ongoing destruction of our planet. Digesting is the word the authors use to describe the way this environmental tragedy has to penetrate our deep awareness and has to ground our sad emotional response. Contradicting what we may have casually dismissed as merely industrial business as usual, the climax of the book is the great turning, a deep exploration of ways to preserve our earthly life by protecting the ecological fabric of our world. There's no magic answer to restoring the health of our earth, but there are paths to take and seeds to plant. We need to focus first on gratitude for the good that still exists in nature, good that can grow as new forests grow. We need also to consider seeing with new eyes, wider eyes, so that interconnectedness with all creation does energize our hope and helps it to become truly active. In times of self-doubt, we may find ourselves asking, Who am I to take on the problems of the world? Active Hope suggests an answer. Quote, our view of what we're capable of is linked to our sense of who and what we are. Discovering hidden depths of our identity opens up a whole new set of possibilities, close quote. And who we are, as we know, is God's creation. As Pope Francis recently reminded us, possibly with today's scripture in mind, we have a great need to, quote, pray for God's grace to transform people into tireless cultivators of the seed of the gospel, to transform humanity and the cosmos, close quote. A great transformative need for seeds of hope.